Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. It's episode 120, and the final episode for 2019. And so, appropriately, I think, we're going to be thinking today about our hopes for our times of quiet with God in the year ahead. And if you're listening to this after this time of year, that's okay. I think you'll still find plenty that's meaningful in what we're going to talk about today. Because every now and again, we need to stop and think about how things are developing in our relationship with God, these times of quiet with Him. And my big question for us today is around, what are your hopes for the future in your times of quiet with God? Do you have a big hope for your times of quiet with God in the year ahead? Now, we can't predict the ways in which God may refine us or teach us and shape us in our relationship with Him in 2020. But although we don't know the details of the future, there's no harm in settling on, well, perhaps at least one main hope for the future 12 months. As someone once said, if you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it. Now, you might have noticed that I've not asked what your main goal is for next year in your times of quiet with God. I've used the word hopes. I've used hopes because to me it's a bit broader and it leaves room for God to work. I have nothing against goals, but sometimes they're a bit too specific. Now, indeed, even with our hopes, we're going to need to be specific and practical in our application of our hopes and our aim towards our hopes and our progress towards our hopes. But let's begin with the hopes rather than the goals. So how do we clarify our hopes for the year ahead? Our hopes for our times of quiet with God in 2020. Well, let me offer three suggested steps that can take us from I suppose, imagination to application. I'm going to offer three, and then I'd like to know which ones might work for you best, but also your own, because I know I haven't exhausted this topic. So firstly, if we're going to get clear on our hopes for our times of quiet and the way that they will develop next year, firstly, try this exercise. Imagine that your times of quiet with God in 2020 are by far the most meaningful you've ever experienced. Take some time to think about that. Take some time to imagine it. What does it feel like? What responses in your own heart are you noticing? What is actually happening? What's happening that's different compared to 2019? Explore that, imagine it, and write down what comes to mind. Be sure to write it down so you don't forget. So first step, imagine that most meaningful time of quiet with God that you've ever had. Secondly, bring to mind or think ahead to your first time of quiet with God in 2020. Now, I'm recording this towards the end of 2019. If you listen to this before the end of the year, I imagine your first time of quiet with God in 2020 will be the 1st of January. That's going to be mine. What will it be like? What will it be like? Now, imagine that you're sitting down in the evening that day on the 1st of January, imagining that time of quiet with God, that first one of the new year, has gone exactly in accordance with your hopes. It's just as you had hoped. So what is one thing, perhaps just one thing, even a small thing, that would tell you that your hopes are being realized, that you're making progress, that you're going in the direction of your hopes? What would be, not globally everything that you've experienced, but what would be at least one thing, even a small thing, that would tell you, I am headed in the right direction. I am progressing towards my hopes for my relationship with God. So, firstly, imagine Your times of quiet with God are the most meaningful you've ever experienced. And secondly, bring to mind that first quiet time and imagine that's gone that way. And what's that one thing? What's that one thing that tells you, you know, things are changing? And then thirdly, connected with that, what's one practical step you can take to create a greater likelihood that that one small thing will happen? I'll give you an example. If your big hope is to be more conscious of being connected with God in your times of quiet with Him, and a small sign of that would be that you are in His presence with a prayerful attitude for 5 minutes at a stretch without distraction, say, then the practical step might be to set a timer for 5 minutes and read the Lord's Prayer, say, slowly, in a meditative way, a really slow meditative way, over and over until the 5 minutes are up. Just one example. Well, those are three things you could try. Three steps to imagine that your quiet times are the most meaningful you've ever experienced. What's that like? Write it down. Think ahead to your first quiet time of 2020. And if you're listening to this after the 1st of January 2020, you can still do it for your next quiet time. And imagining that it's all gone brilliantly and that you are able to identify one thing that shows you that this is going in the right direction, and then work back to a practical step to hopefully ensure that it does. So what I'd like to know from you today is, what is your main hope for your times of quiet with God in 2020? You might have several, but what's the main one? What's your main hope for your times of quiet with God in 2020? And if you feel able, I'd be really grateful if you could post that publicly where we can all see it so that we can learn from each other. The ideas you have will stimulate my ideas, and hopefully mine will stimulate yours, and I'll be posting my ideas when this goes up online. So leave those comments publicly so we can learn from each other. That would be so helpful. A retreat update. As most of you will know listening to this, there's a retreat coming up at the end of March called Wait for the Lord. It's for 18 people maximum, including myself. And it's going to be a time where we are spending some time in a retreat time together, but some time on our own individually. I'm very excited about it. And it's not full, but it's getting that direction. So if you want to come, do drop me a line via the website or my email address, which is on the website. Or leave a comment where you find this podcast and I'll get back to you. But do contact me if you want to come, because I don't know how much longer there'll be spaces left. Finally, I just would like to say, if you do know somebody who might like this recording, then please pass the link on to them. And if you have a moment, leave a podcast review. I'd be very grateful. Thanks. Well, thanks for being with me in 2019. Thanks for praying for me, and thank you for your interest in developing deeper times of quiet with God. The truth is, as much as I record these for, I hope, the benefit of other people, the real reason I do them, I think, at the heart of it all, is that as I pray and as I think and then as I write and record, I get ideas and I get greater clarity and I get deeper in my thinking about my relationship with God. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to deepen my walk with God. And I pray that what I share is helping you. And if so, please let me know what's helping. And if you have any questions or things you'd like me to record on or write about next year in 2020, then please do let me know. Well, thanks very much. I pray and hope that your times of quiet with God in 2020 are the deepest ever, the most intimate ever, the most meaningful you've ever had. Until the next time in 2020, take care and God bless.